Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Johannesburg, as we know, as a city, does not have a mayor at the moment. Unfortunately, the passing of the last mayor due to COVID-19 has left the situation or has left the office vacant. That said, what certainly bothers me is, had we not been told that, would we even have noticed? Joining us this morning is DA caucus leader councillor in the city of Johannesburg, Leah Knott. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It is.
And good morning to your listeners.
Good morning. So my concern is as follows. Is a couple of years ago when the post office went on strike, I was reminded that we in fact had a post office because I didn't really remember that this was even something that functioned in the country. And to some extent, I kind of feel the same about Johannesburg mayor. We know it's an important position, and unfortunately, and of course, last mayor had unfortunately died. But that said, is it a position that needs to be filled? What is the responsibility of the Johannesburg mayor?
Well, yes, absolutely, it needs to be filled. The mayor provides political leadership, but he also ensures that there's a mayoral cabinet. So you have MMCs for the different portfolios. When he passed away, the mayoral cabinet dissolved. So in essence, you have no political heads for any of the departments in the city at the moment. And we cannot continue with council meetings because they are not there to present reports.
So it dissolves automatically without on the passing of a mayor. It doesn't go to a deputy in the interim. There's no provision for that?
No, if we had a deputy mayor, he would have stepped in, in terms of the Structures Act, but we didn't have a deputy mayor position in the city.
Was that particular to the current state of affairs, or is there no provision for a deputy?
There is a provision for it in the Structures Act, particularly where you have an executive mayor, which Joburg does. Not a lot of municipalities have what you call an executive mayor. They have a mayor without the longer title, but Joburg is one that does have an executive mayor. So there is the ability to appoint a deputy mayor, but I don't think we've had any mayors do that in the past.
Okay, interesting. So right now there is no mayor, which really means, as you've said, everything dissolves thereafter, which means you can't even really, how do we function as a city?
Well, look, I mean, you know, we've got some really great officials and some of them, you know, they are carrying on, the entities and departments are doing what they need to do. The problem is that councillors have basically lost the ability to perform oversight because they've got nobody to hold accountable for what's happening. So it's a case of, you know, if you've got good relationships with officials, which is very important as a councillor to have, then you're managing, you know, day to day. But it doesn't allow for our Section 79 committees to sit. It doesn't allow for the mayoral committee to sit. So in essence, you've got nowhere to forward or escalate, you know, serious problems. And, you know, when we had the mayor resign in 2019, we voted in a new mayor within a week. So, you know, it is quite pertinent that we do this quite quickly.
Is this a function of ANC inefficiency? In other words, I would imagine it's the ANC's responsibility to replace their mayor.
Why is it council vote? So in essence, what happens is that the Speaker's office calls an extraordinary meeting of council and calls for nominations from political parties. And that is an ANC position at the moment. So we're currently waiting for the Speaker to call this meeting so that council can then go in and elect a mayor via secret ballot. And, you know, we're a bit concerned. She's still within the sort of 14 days that we think is reasonable in order to call this meeting. But I do know from sort of other sources that there is a little bit of a battle within their party as to who's going to be put forward as their candidate.
Right. So they probably don't want to call that meeting until they've decided who they want. Who they want that candidate to be.
Precisely, which, you know, I mean, I think at this stage of the game, we're at the heart of the peak rather of a pandemic in specifically Johannesburg and Gauteng. We've had all the riots and looting that's happened. You know, we've got a lot of officials who've, you know, been hospitalized for COVID. We really do need to finalize the election of a mayor. It is vitally important, you know, just for the residents of Joburg, but also for the officials, that we have some sort of leadership there just guiding us through.
What happens if they don't get their act together within the 14 days?
Well, the Structures Act, you know, it's very quiet on the amount of time. So it does mention that when a new council is elected, so at the start of a new term, you have to hold a council meeting within 14 days and elect a mayor. But it's quiet on when a mayor vacates office.
Ah.
So it states that, you know, it basically, when there's a vacancy, it must be filled when necessary. You know, it's that legal term everybody loves. What does it mean when necessary? You know, what sort of time is reasonable in this scenario? So that's why we've stated to the Speaker's office that we think 14 days is a reasonable amount of time.
And what happens if they don't? So let's assume that they decide, all right, 30 days is respectable because of a death or whatever that would be. The DA says, no, hold on a minute. We're in a pandemic. We have a threat of riots and looting. The city is in desperate need of leadership. We believe 14 days is the outside of it. What happens then? What are the remedies available? Because it seems to me that the Act is fairly silent on what happens should this not take place.
Well, the Act and our council rules as well do allow for a large number of councillors to actually request that the Speaker hold a meeting. So if we have not heard from them within the 14 days, I'm of the opinion that we need to be writing to her. I mean, the DA has quite a few councillors in council at the moment. We sit as 96. We would then request that they actually hold an extraordinary meeting for this, and she is obliged to take that into consideration and call a meeting. You know, if they fail to do so, there are methods in terms of approaching the MEC of the province, MEC Maile, and that's the sort of route we would go. But she is obliged to call a meeting if it is so demanded by a large number of councillors. So whether they would, I'm not quite sure. I hope we don't get to that point. At the moment, you know, we give them the benefit of the doubt because it is within those 14 days. And they have indicated to other media channels, not to us as councillors, which is concerning in itself, very channels have reported that they intend to do this by Friday, which I'm hoping is true.
The impact of the delay on the local government elections?
You mean in terms of the Mosaneka inquiry? Look, you know, I mean, at this point in time, you know, that's purely a recommendation. The report isn't binding. The Constitution requires a majority of Parliament in order to change the election date.
Right.
Because it has to be, in terms of our legislation and the Constitution, be held within 90 days of the last date the election was held, which is why it was set for October. Because the last local government election was in August. So it would require that, it be confirmed. And I think the IEC are now going to approach the Constitutional Court in order to make that determination. But the inquiry itself or the report, basically states that they weren't actually sure if the Constitutional Court had the competency to make such a decision. And that wasn't their job. It was really their job to make a recommendation on the election moving. So it will, in all probability, go to the Constitutional Court for, you know, request for a decision. Or Parliament would have to, with an outright majority, amend the Constitution to allow for it. So at this point in time, we're really waiting on that to happen so that we can determine, you know, whether or not the election's going to move. But I think, you know, if it does move, it means that there is obviously a longer time period for the current council to be, in government, which means that, you know, it's even more important that we have that executive leadership within the city. The executive is accountable for service delivery. They're accountable for the budget spending. And as councillors, we can't hold officials to account in a council meeting, even if we had one, because we hold the executive, the mayor and his cabinet, to account for what is happening in the city.
How are you feeling about the chances of the DA taking the city back?
Well, look, I mean, our focus at the moment is largely on winning Joburg outright. You know, we're planning to bring that the change about through, you know, a full term, having the ability to actually, you know, sort of sit down and make policy changes and make, you know, particularly infrastructure changes. You know, we have a very low maintenance budget at the moment.
Right.
So that's where our focus is at the moment. We will have internal discussions with our party, particularly on federal and provincial levels, on the suitability of fielding a candidate right now. But, you know, if we're looking at it, it's 3 to 6 months till a local government election. So that needs to be taken into account when we make that decision.
Absolutely. And let's hope that you will be able to achieve something there. Councillor Leah Knott talking to us this morning, DA caucus leader, councillor in the city of Johannesburg.